Cuomo saved his plans for education and ethics reform for his speech. That's after already rolling out a massive infrastructure plan that he says would make the late Governor Nelson Rockefeller jealous, and calling on a statewide $15 minimum wage, as well as numerous other proposals.
There is no doubt that this is an ambitious agenda. What else did you think I was going to give to you?
On ethics, the governor made no direct mention of the scandals that led to the arrest and conviction of both leaders of the legislature on corruption charges, though he did say 2015 was a tough, ugly year on many levels. He proposes changing some of the practices that factored heavily in those trials, including closing the LLC loophole that allows corporations to form limited liability companies and donate unlimited amounts of money to candidates. And Cuomo also wants to limit lawmakers' outside income to just 15% of their $79,500 a year base salary.
I propose we adopt the congressional system of limiting outside income for legislators. It's proven, it's cleaner, and it's a more effective model that the people of this nation have confidence in, and I believe you should accept the same.
The proposal received tepid applause, as did calls for voluntary public campaign financing and holding a constitutional convention. Cuomo toned down his rhetoric on education. It's in contrast to past years. He did not disparage what he's called the education bureaucracy and instead says he wants to adopt his own Common Core Commission proposals. They retreat from the governor's former stance, tying teacher performance reviews more closely to standardized tests. Cuomo blamed the state education department, known as SED, which he does not control, for the troubles, including a student boycott of the exams.
We urge SED to do it right this time.
The governor called for $2 billion more dollars in school funding spread out over 2 years and $100 million to turn struggling schools into community schools with expanded hours and services. He continues to call for an education tax credit that would help large donors give money to private and some public schools. The speech, which also served as a budget presentation, was light on details of how the governor will pay for all of his programs, which led to skepticism from Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco.
There are a lot of dollars being spent in that budget, and quite frankly, I don't see how it comes under the 2% cap that we've been voluntarily complying with.
Government reform groups were heartened by the governor's ethics agenda. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says she hopes the governor now fights for actual passage of the measures.
He hasn't used political capital. He hasn't used the bully pulpit to do this.
Other lawmakers, though, oppose the governor's call to strictly limit outside income. Senate Leader John Flanagan says the legislature is meant to be part-time.
Having people with diverse backgrounds who have an understanding of the real world has some extraordinary and inherent value.
At the end of the nearly two-hour presentation, Cuomo spoke of his personal troubles over the past year, the death of his father, and his girlfriend, celebrity chef Sandra Lee's bout with cancer. He says the experiences have led him to endorse paid family leave financed by employers so New Yorkers can spend more time to care for sick and dying loved ones. And he says he'll also fund a $90 million program to expand breast cancer screenings. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.